Good evening and welcome to the Ever Increasing Word Training Center once again. This is our second semester. I'm your instructor for this semester, Dr. W. Ron Walker. The book that we will be training you in this semester is Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy by Apostle Jonathan David. I want to say Happy New Year to you all. And of course, as always, I'm so glad to be up under the apostolic covering and the apostolic ministry of our apostle, Leroy Thompson, Sr., he and the royal family. During the midst of what people called was the worst year in their lives, actually for me and my family and our ministry, turned out to be one of the greatest times of ministry and increase in our lives and ministry. God outdid himself and continues to do so. And I believe that these things are a product of connection. So brace yourselves for this semester because we're just going to go into the deep things of God. So moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy by Apostle Jonathan David. Begin. The prophetic flow is tapping into the supernatural dimensions of the realm of the spirit. In order to do this, we must be properly trained by, notice this terminology, by apostolic fathers. It is learning how to hear accurately the voice of the Holy Spirit. And it is learning how to properly respond to the voice of God, which is also the voice of the Holy Spirit. Don't get them all mixed up. It's one voice. The voice of the Father, the voice of the Son is the voice of the Holy Spirit. How do you know that, Dr. Walker? Because Jesus in St. John 16 says, the Holy Spirit does not speak of himself, but whatever he hears is what he speaks, and he shows us things to come. Read. In the Old Testament, Eli, an apostolic father, the prophet, had to properly train Samuel on how to tap into the prophetic flow. Now, the prophetic flow is tapping into the voice of the Holy Spirit. Eli, an apostolic father, trained Samuel, his son, on how to hear and to respond to the voice of God, or the voice of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, you read the whole story. Go ahead. Eli had to train Samuel to discern the voices. Now, if you don't discern the voice of your apostolic father, you will not be able to discern the voice of the Spirit. Do you see first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual? Now, if you read that text in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, you will find out that both Eli and Samuel were laying in their bedchamber. And then God spoke to Samuel. But Samuel heard the voice of Eli. See, God was getting Eli to respond to his voice. So Eli ran into Samuel ran into Eli's room and said, did you call me? And Eli said, no, that wasn't me. And so he went back. It happened to him again. God called to him again. He went back and said, Eli, my father, did you call me? See, God was talking to him, watch this now, in the voice of Eli, his father, the apostolic voice that he was familiar with hearing. But God said, get ready, I'm about to transition you. So the third time, he went back and said, Eli, did you call for me? Eli discerned and said, I know who it is. He said, the next time you hear that voice, you say, thy servant hear you. Now, that's training your sons and daughters to hear the voice of God. My spiritual father teaches us this. There should be no greater voice in your life than God's voice. But you will never be trained in that if you can't hear my voice. You cannot despise your spiritual fathers and think you're going to hear God's voice, because you're trying to operate from a greater level, a greater realm. If you can't love the person who you can see, how you going to love the person who you can't see? How you going to say you love God and you can't love your neighbor? How you going to say I'm following the voice of God when you can't follow the voice of the preacher? Who God sent? Who God gave words to for your life? Read, daughter. God is sending apostolic fathers to go into the crowds and to bring out the boy who have the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fishes. What the little boy have in his hands will never multiply as long as he's in the crowds. That little boy will never reach his full potential in God. He can spend the rest of his life awed by the sense of meeting the needs of the multitudes without knowing how to do it. In other words, we can have all the heart we want to reach the multitudes without hearing God's voice, without hearing the voice of apostolic fathers. The boy in us will never grow up and mature to become men. Go ahead, though. Someone must find this boy and teach him how to release what he has or what he possesses into the hands of an apostolic father who can lead him into an acceleration and a multiplication of resources and grace. The prophecy gift sets the flow of the Holy Spirit's river for all of the other gifts to flow through. The prophecy gift, it sets forth the prophetic flow for all of the other gifts to flow through. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about the 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit. 9 gifts of the Spirit. I want you to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And I want you to remember that the greatest motive for functioning in the gifts of the Spirit is found in 1 Corinthians 13, love. But there are 9 manifestations of the Spirit. We break them down into 3 gifts that say something. 3 gifts that do something, and 3 gifts that reveal something. The 3 speaking gifts are prophecy, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Those are the speaking gifts. Are you listening? Then there are revelational gifts. The revelational gifts are the gifts that reveal something, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. And then there are the 3 power gifts, They are the gifts that do something. They are special faith, gifts of healing, and working of miracles. You see, no matter how much God loves us, he must have the power to bring to pass what he promised. And I want you to remember this in this class. When you study the life and the ministry of Jesus, everything that he did it by the power of the Holy Spirit. These nine manifestations of the Spirit were in operation in his life every day of his earthly ministry. Go ahead. The revelation and power gifts, they become more effective when they flow through the prophecy gate of inspired words of the Spirit. The stronger the prophetic flow, the stronger the impact of the other six gifts. The discerning of spirits is a must for all of those who want to minister in the spirit and in the supernatural, the discerning of spirits. In other words, we need the escorting of the Holy Spirit to enter into the spirit realm. Without that divine escort and without that divine teacher, then we would be at the enemy's. He can do whatever he want when he want to us. Go ahead. All apostolic believers, which includes prayer warriors, intercessors, song leaders, and ministers of the word and in the word, need to move in the discerning of spirits accurately. Now, my spiritual father always said this. Without the discerning of spirits, we cannot accurately build God's church. Go ahead. The purpose of this class is to teach us and to train us to move in prophecy and to move in prophecy with greater accuracy because we are moving into the prophetic flow, which comes from our apostolic covering. See, God is the God of order. Nobody's a lone ranger unto themselves. It comes by connection. All of the other gifts, I'm not talking about the gifts of the Spirit, but all of the ministry gifts that God gave us flow through the apostle. Now, isn't that something? All of the gifts that God gave us, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers must flow from an apostolic connection. Well, in the same way, all the other gifts of the Spirit comes through the prophecy gift. All right, let's take it to another step. Being born of the Spirit is one level, being born from above. You get a well of water. A well of water comes when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But get ready. There's another level. There's a level called being filled with the Spirit. See, when you are filled with the Spirit, that is rivers now. Those wells turn into rivers. A well will not overflow its banks, but a river will. So the prophetic flow is to usher in a flood of supernatural power to dispel the power of the enemy. Go ahead, daughter. You can bring God's word to his people in the way and in the manner in which God wants us to. Chapter number one, the introduction. Spiritual ignorance. Ignorance is the state or the fact of being ignorant. lack of knowledge, learning, information. There is a need for clear teaching and detailed, workable knowledge on spiritual gifts or the gifts of the Spirit. God cannot bless spiritual ignorance. Spiritual ignorance is not bliss. Spiritual ignorance can become a tool of the enemy to create frustration, aggravation, discontentment in our spiritual walk. Why? Well, let me say this. It's because, now we've heard this in Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We hear that scripture quoted over and over again, but we got to go farther. There's no lack of knowledge in the earth realm. The Bible says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live righteously, godly, and soberly in this present world. Notice, the grace of God that bringeth salvation, the grace of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So the grace of God hath appeared unto all men. The grace of God hath been revealed unto all men. So what's the problem, Dr. Walker? The problem is the priest that God gave to train and to teach us have rejected knowledge. They rather teach religion, tradition, and denominationalism than to teach the uncompromising, supernatural, preceding word of God. So don't go around saying we perish just for the lack of knowledge. Go around saying, I perish because when God send me knowledge, I reject it. Quit rejecting the prophets, the apostles, the men and women of God that he send to you, especially a school of this caliber. The instructors that are functioning in this school of ministry are not functioning of themselves. There's an apostolic covering and an apostolic power that's driving them into the next dimension, all because of connection. Go ahead. Spiritual ignorance can also cause confusion in our experiences and cripple our confidence and faith. Remedies to spiritual ignorance. Revelation knowledge. The whole kingdom of God is built upon revelation knowledge. That which is revealed unto us through God, the Holy Spirit. God reveals to us by his Spirit. And the keys of the kingdom, the keys to the kingdom of God is revelation knowledge. Without the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, we cannot accomplish God's purpose in the earth realm. It wasn't until Peter received that revelation. When Jesus said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Matthew 16:13, pretty much to the end of the chapter, you read it. Jesus asked those apostles who he was training, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say you are Elias. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Jeremiah the prophet. Some say you're some other prophet. But Jesus said, who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? And Peter said, I got it this time. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is heaven. And he said, now, oh, I love it. And Jesus said, and upon this rock, I will build my church. What rock the rock of revelation. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So now you understand that the whole kingdom of God is built up on revelation knowledge, but more specifically, the revelation knowledge of the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and we are the church, and he is the head of the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Go ahead, child. Another remedy to spiritual ignorance is apostolic teaching. The end time church will embrace an apostolic mantle of teaching. This mantle will help update our experiences and bring the church into conformity to the New Testament pattern and standards. Other hindrances to the operation of moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Number one, fear and snares. Fear of men, failure, fear of mistakes, fear of satanic influence, fear of poverty, and fear of the future. See Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. Number two, intimidation. See, intimidation is an act of continuous harassment until the person's wall of resistance is broken and he starts to belittle and despise what he is and what he has, who he is and what he has. See Nehemiah chapter 4. Now, let's talk about the types of ignorance. Number one, not knowing what to do, what we have. And number two, and not knowing how to get what we do not have. References, Matthew chapter number 25, verses 14 through 30, and Luke chapter 19. Verses 11 through 17. If I were you, I would read those. I might pull some stuff out there just to give you a quiz. Gifts, love, or both. 1 Corinthians teaches gifts. 1 Corinthians teach that gifts are not an option, even though we have love. Gifts are to flow through the atmosphere and motivation of love. Now I'm talking about the nine manifestations of the Spirit. It is not gifts versus love, and it's not love versus gifts. Love is the motive operanda of the motivation, but power is that which brings the accomplishment of what God desires in his love for us. Benefits of the motivation of love. Gifts that flow through love make us functioning members within the church. The bridegroom's voice of love, the spirit of prophecy, releases the testimony of Jesus Christ directly to us. Jesus testifies to what God and he are saying in the heavens about us. Chapter number two. Now, there are three categories of gifts. The first category are the vocal gifts. gifts of utterance are mouth gifts, gifts that actually say something. There are three vocal gifts: diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and the gift of prophecy. Now, vocal gifts are tools of inspiration. They stir up and they inspire people. They enliven the worship. They release the atmosphere. And they inspire a new strength into the believer's spirit. The vocal gifts release the consciousness of God's presence. God's presence quickens and renews their spirits with new life. God's presence removes spiritual lethargy. Vocal gifts bring the word of God to the people of God. Vocal gifts bring a fresh word for the season, a now word. And the now word brings now faith. Faith brings a change of spiritual mood in the atmosphere of faith and liberty, and it releases God's people. Faith helps the believers to prevail and to overcome. Vocal gifts are channels to bring in whatever we need to say to those with whom we are ministering to. We become an open channel to speak. Now, notice that phrase. We become an open channel to speak on God's behalf. So all prophecy is saying to people, I'm speaking on God's behalf. So when a person is telling you, I'm prophesying to you, they are telling you, I'm speaking on God's behalf. That's why you can't be making up stuff. Prophecy is a divine utterance in a known tongue that you speak to people on the behalf of God. All preaching is prophecy. I know you didn't know that. All right, I'll say that. I'll bring clarity to that. All preaching under the unction of the Holy Ghost is divine utterances that come from God. And that's why the church is lacking confidence today. Because people are saying this is what God had said, but yet people are not seeing God's results. When God speaks, it's already done. When God says, it's already done. When a person prophesies on God's behalf, God is not telling you what he's going to do. God is telling you what he's already done. That's important to understand. Read that phrase again about speaking on the behalf of God. We become open channels to speak on God's behalf, that which God desires to speak to that person. God sent forth his word first before he healed them. Apart from the word, there was nothing that was made. In that word is life, and the life of that word comes the light of men. Y'all know the Bible says, in the beginning was, notice it didn't say a word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by the word, and without the word was not anything made that was made. In the word was life, and the word's life was the light of men. Verse 14 say, and the word that was with God, and the word that was God, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Romans 10, 17 say, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Without hearing the voice of the word of God, which is the voice of the Spirit of God, which is the voice of Father God, there is no faith. So your first line of faith is we must be hearing from God the Holy Spirit. Go ahead. When men walk in that light, darkness will not overcome them. The Spirit word, rhema, creates life, energy, strength, and force in our ministries. The Spirit word, the rhema word, releases fresh oil over the congregation. Mouth gifts set a watch of protection over the church. Speaking the truth in love brings healing of relationships. When we are sensitive to God and we speak his word, it will bring God consciousness over the people we are ministering to. Now, how far are we? Okay, I just want to make sure y'all can't have me getting in trouble with Apostle now. Okay, all right, read, child. The second category of gifts are called the revelational gifts, gifts that reveal something. Gifts of knowing, or seeing gifts, I like that, gifts of knowing. Not gifts of guessing. There are three revelational gifts: the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirits. Revelation gifts, they are vehicles of revelation. In other words, revelation travel with them. They reveal all that is hidden in the past, present, and future. Y'all notice that? They reveal all that is hidden in the past, the present, and the future. They reveal the realm of the spirit world that is hidden until the naked eye. They reveal these facts directly to our spirits. They open up our minds to the consciousness of the spirit realm. Man becomes God conscious when revelation gifts are in manifestation. Revelation gifts brings the mind of God to the people of God, the mind of Christ, and God's thoughts are understood. They bring hidden things to light so that God himself can deal with it. Demonic bondages will not be able to stay where revelation gifts are in operation. Revelation gifts bring answers and keys to overcoming deep seated problems. We can see the hidden enemy behind the needs and thus destroy his influence and power. Revelation gifts, they bring in whatever we need to know about those whom we are ministering to. Revelation knowledge coming through these gifts can bring in the rhema word that is needed to move into, you heard that? To move into the miraculous. Revelation knowledge can bind what the devil has let loose against us. Revelation knowledge can loose what the devil has bound within us. Revelation knowledge provides protection and safety for the people of God, because the enemy can no longer hide under the circumstances, needs, or lives of the believers. The enemy's work become exposed by these revelational gifts that are in operation that comes through the gift of prophecy. Revelation knowledge supplied by these gifts unfolds God's perspective about your past experiences, how God is working out all things together for the good, about yourself, your self-image, and Christ in you, about your failures, and God's divine resources and supply that is available, about your future, his purposes and his plans for you, and about your needs, God's fatherhood and God's faithfulness. Revelation gifts working through the prophecy gate. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Tells us to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema word, which is the revealed word, and pray with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. God gives the revelation knowledge through these gifts so that we can speak it forth, as God is speaking it forth in the heavens. We can prophesy it, we can pray it, and we can confess it. Vocal gifts helps to release the power of the revealed word in revelation gifts. Okay, we'll see y'all for the next session. Enjoy your evening.